Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
Good. You know, I'm really excited to have you here. Sheriff, there's some really exciting things going on at the Sheriff's Department, and it's something that I think is just going to, as a whole, make the Sheriff's Department that much better.
You know, we're really excited. The community has been very generous. We decided to rejuvenate our canine program. So we had a canine program years ago. We decided to bring it back. Before, we had one canine at the sheriff's office, but the way the crews work, we felt the need to have two. When one crew's on, the other crew's always off. They overlap very rarely throughout the year. And we thought it would be nice to have a dog available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's really not 24 hours a day, but 7 days a week. So we wanted to have two canines. The problem is, with the county's budgets the way they are, we didn't have enough money allocated to do this. So we reached out to the community. The community's been amazing. We're almost to our goal. We actually have two dogs now. We have one that's trained and out there working. It's with Jesse Bigelow. It's a Belgian Malinois, and it's a female. She's amazing. She's already on the streets. And then we had a dog handler from the Uinta Basin bring down five for us to look at last week. And Tori Christiansen's going to be our other dog handler. And he selected a German pointer dog that looks like we're going to be able to get. He's in the process right now of trying that dog out to make sure that it fits with his family and with him. And it's looking really good, but the dog is amazing. It has a lot of drive. We believe it's going to be an awesome dog. So we're in the process of making sure that's a fit, then we'll purchase that dog. We still have some equipment to buy. There's a lot that goes along with the dogs. We got to have the cooling systems for the vehicles to make sure if the dog's in the vehicle in the summertime, it has adequate AC to make sure it's healthy and happy and wise. So we want to let people know, if you still want to donate, we do still have a need, and we greatly appreciate everyone that has donated to our program.
That is fantastic. And you know, Sheriff, when you look at all of the benefits of having a canine on hand at the Sheriff's Department, there's just so many things that you guys are able to accomplish that you wouldn't without a canine.
You know, and we wanted a specific canine. We want a dog that's community friendly. Part of our goal is to be a pillar in the community, and we wanted a community-friendly dog. We absolutely are aggressive against all drug-related things, so we wanted a drug dog that we could use for that. But we also want a dog that we can take to the schools, or that we can take to any community event, or even in our jail. So we had to be very kind of picky about the dog and the temperament of the dog that we chose. So the two that we have are just big old friendly dogs. They're amazing.
You know, that's the thing with canines is, you've got to have the world's most friendly dog, yet it's got to be able to know when it's time to be aggressive.
Exactly. And very obedient. Has to be, you have to trust it, you know. We're really excited about that. I think the canine program is going to be huge for our area. I think it's a very proactive measure for what we're trying to accomplish. I want to see Carbon County as not known as one of the top drug places in the state. And actually, there's data out there that shows we're on the decline, and that's a good thing.
That is fantastic. And you know, just steps like this are in the right direction of making sure that it continues to decline.
Yes, I agree. You know, the other thing with spring in the air, we've been getting a lot of calls about traffic issues. And I just want to throw out there before we get too aggressive and before people start getting lots of tickets, Westwood is an area that I get lots of complaints about. And Westwood, it's easy to speed through there. But I want people to be conscious of Westwood. There's kids playing on the street. There's you know, bus stop kids. There's people walking. There's all kinds of foot traffic in that area. And we're getting lots of complaints. We're going to be stepping up our patrols in that area to try to mitigate that issue. Praisin Lane is another place in Carbonville that we get lots of calls on. Spring Glen. So those areas are areas that you should be seeing the deputies in working a lot of traffic. But I want to give everyone fair warning. We're not out there to try to write a lot of tickets and try to ruin everybody's day, but we have to get this slowed down. We have to get people to be more conscious before something major does happen.
And you know, that's a good point, because just on the news last week, there were two children that had been struck by vehicles because they're out on their bikes. It's warm. It's beautiful out there. And when you're speeding, especially through residential areas like that, a kid could come flying out of a driveway at any moment.
Exactly. And they're on wheels. You know, they might be on a bike or on rollerblades or on a skateboard. You know, they may not be in control. So you must be in control. And, you know, all too often this time of year, you hear in the urban areas of people getting hit in the crosswalks in various places. You know, with the 100 North Overpass Project, Main Street and Price has been very busy. Want to give everyone the heads up and thank everyone. So far, we haven't had a whole lot of issue there, but just be conscious of that. There's more traffic on that lane, on that road, than what it's designed for right now with the way things are. And just be careful.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, plan on sometimes it takes you 5 minutes to get through there. Sometimes you go through instantly. So you never know.
You never
know. But be prepared to be stopped just in case.
I came around this morning and went through the little neighborhood by where the old Kmart was, and it was a steady line of cars. You know that neighborhood's never had traffic like that. But everyone's finding alternate routes to get around, and you know, it'll get better, but it's still a long ways away from that project being done.
Oh, for sure. Well, Sheriff, I'd like to thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a quick update.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, for sure. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.